days and all days.
Who Gabra?
Right.
Who Gabra? The Kodesh, the tips of the Asa, Machzalah Shel Hadas, some kind of mat. Amulai, the less much of a brutal. Amulai, we're 55 Zuz in this, but it's the Ispo. I really mean to be Makadisha with the four Zuz that are wrapped up inside of the mat. Shekalta, she takes it. Beshtika, she's quiet. Which means she took it before she knew about the Dalet Zuz. And once she found out about the Dalet Zuz, she was quiet.
So Amarava Bishtikusud Lach,
normally I would say her shtika's koita, but since here the shtika came about by Acher Matan Mois, B'Shas Matan Mois, there was nothing to talk about. It wasn't a short with anyway. Now, afterwards I found out it's a Shavah Prut and I'm quiet. It doesn't mean anything. That's Shtika B'Lach HaMat Mois. Now, right away it bothered me, which we'll see in the Rashba. What about, it's Mashma from here that Lav Klumi. Now, it should be at least a Safi Kedusha, no? Because of Shmuel, Shem HaShem Buddha Mahadai. Lav Klumi means it's not a Vadai Kedusha. The Dalet Zuz don't count. But the Matzelis itself. She took the Matzelis itself. And even though it's not a Shem HaPuzo, Shmuel holds Shem HaShem Buddha Mahadai, so it should at least be a Safi Kedusha. That's what I would have thought. No? That's what you learned also.
Your question is probably.
No, the Gemara. When the Gemara says no, not a Rav. Rav is coming to say it's not about the Kiddush. Yeah, I'm just saying.
The
same B'chlal. The case of the Gemara, I would assume it's not even a Kasha. It's just at that point it would have just been a song. I wouldn't even ask if it's a Kasha. But that's Pshat. That is Taka the Pshat. Pshat means that's in a Hanami. You have Shomer Shomer Buddha Mamadai, but that's not the discussion. The discussion is what about the four Zuz? And that Rav says the four Zuz is Lav Klumi. Yeah, that's what I would assume. We'll soon see whether that's right.
The
Gemara's not talking about it, but it's understood that there's no reason why Shmuel's din shouldn't apply. So Amar Rav Menam Mina Lo. How do I know that Shtika Lachem Ad Mois is Lav Klum? The Tanya Amar Lo Kanti Zelis Dopi called him because of mother's Kachi Dibai. He told her, take this as it be called, and then he changed it and said, no, it's Kedushin. B'Shas Ma'an Mois M'Kedushin. If he changed it, B'Shas Ma'an Mois M'Kedushin. B'Hakam Ma'an Mois, after she took it to Shem Pekaldin, he went and changed it and said, oh, by the way, I want that to be Kedushin. So then it depends. Rav Kutsa, if she wants it M'Kedushin, Lloyd Rav, if she doesn't want it, any M'Kedushin. Now, that's the Brisa. So let's define our terms. My Ratzitzo, or my Lloyd Ratzitzo. What is Ratzitzo mean? What is Lloyd Ratzitzo mean? Elay my Ratzitzo, the Amr in Lloyd Ratzitzo. If you want to define Ratzitzo as yes and Lloyd Ratzitzo as no, Nichla, that would imply the ratio, that the ratio of the Brisa which said, B'shas Matan Mois, it's Mekudesh. And we're not making any distinctions. That would imply that according to the in the ratio, Ki Amalan Loy Nami have a condition, even if she said no, it's a condition. Right? Because the contrast from the statement in the ratio is the ratio of the Shasmat Mois and Kadesh no matter what. The safe is Lachamat Mois is the Chilukdin Vatsan Loy Ratsan. It means by the Shasmat Mois is no Chilukdin Vatsan Loy Ratsan. Which means if Ratsan meant yes and Loy Ratsan meant no, you're basically saying that if he changed it to the condition of the Shasmat Mois, it's Chal and she said no, which can't be. Am I? I'm a lawyer. She said no. So that can't be the pshat. Ella, what? We're defining our terms wrong. Ella, you have to define them differently. Lab, ratzitzo. Ella, lab, doesn't it mean ratzitzo dominant in? Okay, that taka stays the same. Ratzitzo means yes. Why ratzitzo means the shtik mishas, but she was quiet. So what's the Brisa saying according to that? That in the Kanami. Now, we don't have a kasha from the ratio. The ratio is saying, whether she said yes or whether she was quiet, it's a good kedushin. Why? Because she said no, about it's not a good kedushin. The Rish not talking about that. So much either thing has been quiet. Much ink in the statement, which is La'achar Matan Mois, the price is saying that Ratzatzah, which means yes, it's a good Kedushin, and Loi Ratzatzah, which means Shtika, it's not a good Kedushin. So Shema Mino, Shtika La'achar Matan Mois, La'af Kulmi. The Valdegur Raya, Rabbi's Raya to the Din that he said by the Machfel. So Koshiba, before the Harim, Shmedi Rabbi, the Breda Vishua, Derek, Rabbuno, as a Kasha, Rabbi's Raya. Me, Domi, how can you compare the two cases? Awesome, but there is because in Yavinuni law over there in the price he gave it to her to be a because in service, or she thinks he should then if I throw it down, if I show it and want it, throw it out of my hands, or misperi and it breaks, I'll be chayv because I took it because in because I'm responsible. But all the production of the law, these is lo nichalo, and she really didn't want it, so she didn't, she should have thrown it. What are you giving this to me? Get out of here. Yeah? Meaning, he gave me the right to the Machzelus case. There Shlomo, the case of the, when he gave it to the Shempi cousin, and was saying he then changed it to be Kedushin, the Shtika, and she was quiet over there. The Shtika is not a riot. The Shtika is not a riot. Maybe she really doesn't want it. Yeah? So Ravuna says, yeah, that's because over there, we don't have a sparta to say, well, if you really didn't want it, you should have thrown it down. So over there, she's afraid to throw it down. She thinks she's going to be chayav to pay for it. So there we say, we have no right that she wants it. The shtika is not koydo. My shenkin over here by the Machzelis, even though it's a shtika la'achar matan mois, over here we should say the shtika is yeah koydo. Why? Because you really didn't want it. Just throw it down. You didn't take any achrayus. The guy put it in your hand. So Mamela, it's not a riot. Buddha says, rub is riot, it's not a riot. It's different things. Horak of Achai. So Achai asked on Rabbuna's chilik, how to cool a noshi dinagamiri? What? All the noshim know the halachas? Meaning you're expecting the one who took it in the Kiddushin to know that she's not taking a chayav. You're expecting to know the chilek. That if I take something with the Kiddushin, I have a chayav. If I take it because it gave me the Kiddushin, I don't have a chayav. And therefore, she should know that it's okay to throw it down and not to worry because you won't be machayav because of the Kiddushin. She's not machayav, doesn't necessarily know that halacha. Right? The Rashi says, Dina Gamiri, the Yoda, given the Lokoblin, the Tibusa Allah, Ishadu Lulay Techayiv, she's Machuyiv to know that? Fakanami, no, I have a story here also that she doesn't know that. And the reason you're not throwing it down is because Sava, because she thinks, Ishadin Lulum and Sava, Mitzchabin, Bachriya Sayu, she thinks it's just like a Bikod, and I'm going to be Chayiv if I throw it down. So, Mamela, I do have the same story over here also. So, we should say that Shtika is also not Kohidah. Not like a Bunuskhil.
She doesn't know anything.
Does she not know that he's about to say, don't she cry? Uh-huh. I think someone gave me something. So Rav Achai is defending Rabbi's Raya, basically, saying, don't tell me that the chilek is the cases, because that's based on assuming she knows the din over there, and who says she knows the din over there? Very good. Now here's the big line that the Rashba is going on. Shavu Rav Achai Barav, the common Ravina, Kiagav Mahai, what's the din? How do we pass him? Shavu Rav Huna. We were never Makabel the Svara Rav Huna. We never learned like Rav Huna that there's a chiddush, that there's a chilek in Rava's Raya. So we are going to rely on Rava that it's not a good Kiddushin, the Shtika is not Koidah. But Atun, but you, the Shmailchu, and you learn from Ravuna this difference, Kushula, you should be Choshish for Ravuna, and you should require a guest. Rashi says, Kushula, Vetzachu Agit. Kushula, Vetzachu Agit. What does Kushula mean? Be Choshish. Maybe Ravun is right, and Rav is right, not a Raya, sorry. And therefore, in the Machzelis case, you have to be Machmir, be Choshish for the Kedusha. So here comes the Rashi. This is very good Shmak, and the different Raya back and forth that was bringing the Sugya. The Rashba starts out, he brings the Rambam's psak. The Rambam passes like Shmuel. Rambam passes like Shmuel. Now, we have a couple of varieties not to pass like Shmuel. Rashba has to deal with that, right? One is, if everybody remembers correctly, Rav Chisda doesn't hold like Shmuel. That was the mice of Rav Chisda at the bottom of Yudbeiz Maralev, top of Yudbeiz Maralev. And the Gemara says there at the bottom of Yudbeiz Maralev, Rav Chisda is fair like Shmuel. So the Rashba, true, Rav Chisda doesn't hold like Shmuel. But Rav Yosef does. Who's Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, in Yudbeiz Maralev, when they asked him a Shaila what to do, he told them, no, give Rav, give him Makas like Rav, it's good, keep the Shmuel, give him a get like Shmuel. Rav Yosef held like Shmuel. Shem HaShem put them above, they have to give a get. So that's the first thing the Rashba says. We mentioned last time, the Ritva himself brought a Raya from the Gemara earlier. We don't hold like Shmuel, why? Because it's said by the, over there that the Rabbanon lab mishum the sphere to Shmuel, el mishum the sphere to Kavai Rava, that Gemara which we spent time on. So it says there they didn't hold like Shmuel. So here the Rash was a very interesting way at it. Meaning that's Kash and the Rambam. The Ritva used that Gemara as a Raya that we don't pass like Shmuel. So what would the Rambam do with that Gemara? Yeah? Now, we also have a way out of that Gemara. But according to the other gears in the Gemara, that's not a kasha. And then see from there, there's not a big shmur. Assuming we do have this gears. So what are you going to answer? So we'll talk to Rash, but interesting thing. I'll keep it, this is what the Gemara means. La mishun de shmur belechudu de choshiro. El mishun de bai berava. The Gemara doesn't mean to say they didn't hold like shmur at all. The Gemara meant to say that don't think the only reason they separated from them was because they held like Shmuel. There's more of a reason. They held the Bayin Rav. What's the difference? They got to separate this from this family. Why they held like Shmuel? Why they held like Bayin Rav? The whole point of the Gemara is just to say, don't think it's only because of Shmuel. It's my Nafkamina. He says, no, there's a Nafkamina. Head of the culture, but Dovah Shein is Kayin. What if it was Makadish with the Dovah Shein is Kayin? So we learned according to the Rambam. According to this, it's good. The Rambam will come to defend the Shein is Rambam. The Rambam learned that Shem and Shem are free from Magai. You have to get it to Magai. So what if it was Makadish with something that you couldn't get to Magai? So we think that Shmuel is not Makadish. But then if I brought it, it is Makadish. But it doesn't mean that they didn't hold like Shmuel in general, he says. I feel that he brings another Nafkamino. He says, I feel like I should not show the Bible. Umi, honey, Rabban, and Epson is really about the Kashmir Nami. It's not shot, they don't hold like Shmuel. They hold like Shmuel. They pass like Shmuel. Just you should know, they all don't think the only reason they separate the family is like Shmuel. It's also with the Bain Rabba. Who cares? Who cares? Because they're a practical Nafkamino. For example, it's not a Domishim, it's kind, but if I'm just a mother, it's going to rot. Which according to the Shizah Rambam, according to the Shizah doesn't help. That's what we learned from Shat Mikumar. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Ritva said it's right. Very good. Now, what about our Gemara? Now we have a new, so we dealt with these riots we spoke about a little bit before also, but now we have a new riot. A new riot. In time, I've read the Rashba. Oh, the Shalach Lei Rabbeinu Ravacha, Osun the Shmuel, who had the Rabbeinu Chushula. You heard Rabbeinu Taina. You should be choishes for the Kedushin. My Shnav, the Rabbeinu, I said, when I'm going to tap the group for the Shmuel, because I'm going to put them on my day. So according to the way I started the Gemara, I said, yeah, that's Koshit, that the Tapsa, there's definitely a Sapi Kedushin here. Again, you're definitely going to need over here. That's Koshit. Shmuel. Well, the discussion is the four zuz. Is it a kedushin vada? Is it not a kedushin vada? If I'm right, and like the Rambam passes like Shmuel, so why do they have to tell him? Ah, now that Rav Huna simply said kushulah, like Rashi said. What did Rashi say kushulah? You need to get. What do you mean? If you hold like Shmuel, you need to get anyway. You need to get anyway. The mashmah is the Gemara. Now you says according to us, if we never heard of Rav Huna, we have no problem. According to you, get a get. What do you mean? If you don't look like a police, you need to get to the Shmuel. Hello, what? The Gemara is Masha. We don't all like Shmuel. Follow the Kasha and the Rambam. Here the deal. The way I started out the Gemara, you know we need to get. But a Kiddush.
That's person you're talking to is Rav.
What do you mean? No, this case is Machzel. Yeah? They asked him a Shaila. They sent him a Shaila. Rav brought a Raya that Shtita Lav Kaido. Rabuna said it's not a Raya. You have to be Machia. And they asked the Shaila, what should we do? And he told them, we who never hold the Kavuna, we could be Samech and Rav. But you hold the Kavuna, you should be Chushul. Chushulah means.
Who's
going to be Choshish? And the Mafia, Kiddushin. No, what? Some Mishraim are saying, so we have a right, we don't want to look some more. Because the Gemara is Mashma, say without Rabbuna there's no problem at all. And that's not true.
What's the basis at all in this case to say that there's no problem? That there's no Kiddushin?
It's
broke, right?
Yeah, but up until now, I'm not. But I'm saying, if you learn that we pass like Shmuel, then Rava is only a basis to say it's not a condition Bada. Rava is not a basis to say you don't need a get. Why do you need a get? You need a get anyway, because it's Shmuel. That's why I said at the beginning of the Gemara. That's what I would have learned. I'm saying, the Gemara doesn't mention a word like that. The Gemara just says, if you hold a kavuna, go get a get. That's what Rashi learns in Gemara. What do you mean if you hold a kavuna, go get a get? Even without Rava, you need a get. Yeah, but the Raya not like Shmuel. This Gemara here is another, is the Raya not like Shmuel. The Raya against the Rambam. According to the notes in the bottom.
Once again, let me just distinguish one thing. In Shmuel's case, where they weren't sure whether it was worth a put that, she accepted it and took it, wanting the Kiddushin. Yeah?
That's called Shema Shema.
Right, but she said that she was okay, but when we're dealing with a case of shtika,
the shtika again, the shtika of the studio is only discussion of the shtika on the Dalet Zuz. The shtika that was the shtika on the Dalet Zuz meaningful was it not meaningful? But take that away for a second. Right. Pretend none of that ever happened.
Just looking at the
you have a regular dinner. Shema Shema with the Mamadai. The mat itself. The mat itself is a regular system. Shema Shema with the Mamadai.
Above when we said that
the shtika.
You took the magic.
Like any other Kedushin. The mat itself was done. That was the regular. So it's not worth the Shema Puita. That's the only problem.
What I said before, Parsha brought a mean of Labishim Sperle, Labishim Sperle, Kabayim.
Right.
Does that mean that Abayim Rafa excluded Shmuel?
They didn't speak about Shmuel's dinner.
They
weren't even asking Rava, they were asking whoever this is over here.
No, but the whole din is based on
Rava. The din of Dalet Zuz is based on Rava. But what about the Machzelis itself?
No, but Rava obviously doesn't hold Rava, what he said.
But when Rav Acha bar Rav sends a message to Ravina, and he says, what's the halacha?
Right, but if you're based on Rav, if it's all based on Rav, who obviously doesn't hold like Shmuel,
the Gemara is going with Rav because Rav is the right. When Ravina was telling him to stop halacha, he's not Meshub to Rav. Ravina's not Meshub to Rav.
Okay, but if Rav doesn't want Shmuel, why can't he tell him?
Well, whatever, but that's the point. The point is you see it from Ravina's stock, it doesn't hold like Shmuel. Doesn't bring a right to it. Exactly. You see it in all things. Whoever else didn't hold like Shmuel. Chris didn't hold like Shmuel. Was he here also? He didn't hold like Shmuel exactly. So if the Rashba, how are you going to get out of this one? I'm bringing in the Rashi, by the way, of Kushulov and Tsukhu again. The reason I mentioned that Rashi is an important point. Because if you're going to say this is a Raya against Shmuel, which is what the Rashi is saying, now, I would have said, maybe it's not a Raya against Shmuel. Maybe he just meant to send him a message that for you guys, it's not Kedusha Badai. Shmuel is Kedusha Sof. But for you guys who hold like Ravuna, Rav's Raya is not a Raya. Kedusha Badai. So why is it a Raya against Shmuel? Sarah says, no, but he said Chushula. It doesn't sound like he meant Kedusha Badai. Chushula means Bechosh. And that's what Rashi says. Require a get. But it's no worse than Shmuel's get. You got what I'm saying? It's no worse than Shmuel's shash. So anyway, he'll be supposed to shash. What do you, you don't, you should, even without Rafuni, you have that shash. So the Rai, you don't know the Shmuel's shash. So Dr. Nash, but Ikele Meimar, very interesting. The other Shmuel's going to be back, but Ikele coming to Rabbi Yonah, but he asked him the Shiloh. I was learning the whole time, it was a Shiloh. He was asking our Shiloh, the case of Maxella. He says, no. Lavel did the stop to Shola Kalei. He wasn't asking that case. But let me show him stop to the boy lay. And let me show him Shtikad Lacher Mat Moiz. He was asking Stam Shiloh. What happens by Shtikad Lacher Mat Moiz? It's a goy. He tried to do the cake. I threw the zuz in her lap. I didn't say anything. She's like, oh, well, free money. But I might live a slave. Then I told her afterwards, God should leave a hen. People could actually leave a shtick and she was quiet. What's it in that case? What's it in that case? Oh, so he told him.
You're saying, and like what I said before, he's focusing on the...
Oh, so...
the Zuz, not on the...
Yeah, so in that case, it's got nothing to do with Shmuel. Even if he's asking from the Machzeller's case...
Saying, before they
in the case. In the Machzeller's case. Now may hawker the entire discussion of the four Zuz of the Shtikal Achaman Moy. We still have a Shemesh of a Kutzim mother. So that's our kasha. Why wasn't Mizgachish the Shmuel then? So the Tzaddik says, he doesn't know like Shmuel. But the Rashba, no, it's not he doesn't know like Shmuel. He's not talking about the Machzeller's case, but he sent him the message. It was a message of the Shaila of Shtikal Achaman Moy without any type of Shemesh of a Kutzim mother at all. How do you have such a thing? The Rashba says, you throw the money in the lap, and that doesn't Shemesh of a Kutzim, that doesn't sound worth the Shemesh of a Kutzim. That wasn't the case. It was worth the Shabbatuta, but I didn't say anything, I just threw it to her. Afterwards, I told her, by the way, there's a contribution, and she was quiet. That's a Shiloh of Shtikal Achaman Moed, or not Shtikal Achaman Moed. The daughter of the Dolek Rabuna, she needs to get. You don't like Rabuna, there's nothing. I shmuel, Shmuel than no gay after that case. That's what he said.
If he didn't have attention to catch Machzeller, from why I know it's do I care about Mordai?
What?
When he gave it to her, maybe he had no intention to be casual with Machzeller. Only with the Dalai Lama. What do I care about Mordai?
When I answer the question differently. Oh, I wasn't even going to say this, but that's the rest of the secondary. Sorry, Swami. Sorry. That's the rest of the secondary. Dr. Rashford, no, that's...
You don't know how much damage he's doing. He walks in, okay, at a quarter to ten.
I know, it's a problem. I know, but I can't deny it. No, but I can't deny it, though. That is the second. The Rashi says in his secondary, he says, no, he says, it's not my Machzeller. It's not my Machzeller. Not at the first service. We're happy it's not my Machzeller. Aye, we asked, we're talking about Machzeller. What happened to Shemesh of a Kutzim and Mordai? There it is. His Kavona, the name of the Be'ot and the Sabbath, in our case, let him be Shmuel, is not no Geah. Why not? The Mistama, you may call it the Tabsa, Ubarba Zuz is the Ismail Chavin. His original Kabbana was to use the Arba Zuz together with the Tabsa. He never meant the God is the Tabsa and then he added the Arba Zuz after.
He noticed she didn't see it.
Yeah, they told her. So there was never a Shemeshit of Mabad Abbey here because there was never, she never tried to make Kadisha with the Tabsa over here. So just like any other case, like the Rasmus case, they threw the money in her lap. There is no Tabsa because he never meant the Tabsa. So the Kedusha Vadek Mechavim. He wanted a Vadek Kedusha. He wasn't aiming for a Safi Kedusha. He wasn't aiming for a Shemesh of a Kutzim Amadai. He was aiming for a Vadek Kedusha. And below the Kedusha is Safi. The Hod Gom depicted Rabbi Zudah this for Hokkamar. On a bay, for my dear Spiva Kanchalov. He meant both together. Okay, but again, therefore, came to Eloy, y'all know a little bit of this Kabbalah, and the guy collecting the major Kedusha is Safi. She didn't know what he was doing. She thought it was just a Safi. But he never meant just the Tzavza. So the whole beginning part without the Dalai Zuz, not like I said before, take away the Dalai Zuz, we still have a Shemesh of a Kutzim. No, it's not true. The whole thing was based on the Dalai Zuz. And the male of those Shailas is only a Shtikal Achaman Moed Shaila and Hat. That's what the Rashi says. Yeah, so the two ways to get out of the Raya that our Gemara seems to have, not like Shmuel, which the Rambam needs to say, because I'm impossible like Shmuel.
Because
the Thor says that he was Makadish with the Tzavza,
and they said to him, hey, that's not so true. Okay,
Makadish is Arbazuz.
But if the truth is only looking for the Arbazuz, then what are we...
The way the Gemara is learning is...
What's the case?
Yeah, the way is not... No.
No, what...
No.
What's the point of stop the walk?
No, the point is, no, because the point is not to stop the walk. Good, very good. The way he's learning, you're right. The only, listen, the way he's learning the second parrot is, the only shayla at hand, the only reason we brought this case, was to know what happens when the shtikul acher manmon. Now, if that's true, the Gemara could have said the Rashi in this case also. Threw it in her lap, didn't say anything. And 5 minutes later, told us for Kedusha. Then economically, the way he's learning the second parrot is, the Datsa is just a way of coming to such a case. How do you have a case where she doesn't realize what's going on until after the fact? So I could say he didn't say anything. Or I could say the case of Datsa. It's another way of saying such a case. She didn't know what's going on until after the fact. How do you have such a case? Because it's wrapped up in something that's not a Shabbat. One way I could say the case without the Rashi said it. You threw it and then threw it. Maybe this, maybe the way I hold this is more normal, it's more common, it's just a time to money not say anything, it's less common. But in economics, you're right, that's what's coming out. It's, the way he's learning the case is, that's just another way of bringing out Shabbat Shabbat noise. That's how it is. It's not that he meant Shabbat or Shabbat 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 Shabbat. He meant that that was his whole time. Together with the Shabbat. Yeah, but how do you have such a case where she didn't know what was going on until after? I got my advice. Oh, I'll tell you a case where the Shabbat Kutu was wrapped up in something we didn't have a Shabbat Kutu. Yeah, you hear the verse. The way we learned until now, that the fact that it started off as just a Shabbat is makes tremendous, is very important for us. Tremendous not for me. The way he's learning the second service is, the second, only the second service, the first service is still true. Just they weren't talking about that later on. The second service he's learning, no, the Shabbat is just a way of saying, it's just a way of bringing the case of Shabbat Kutu to life. It's your Santa Zachin, huh? All the rides back and forth in the Rishonim, whether we're holding Shmo or not. Okay, I can't. Go to the Viter. How you said that become a Zav, the Bar Shiri was selling, what, belts or something? Oh, so Gabba caught the Bar Shiri, grabbed the belt, you know, Amrle, she sent him, Havan, he'll give it back. Amrle, he didn't look, if I give it to him, but that's just leave. She called him, because she took it and didn't say a word. Sounds like she agreed, right? To the Kedushin. Rav Nachman, says, no, she's a Taina. Yeah, I took it. I took it, and it's fine. He said it's for Kedushin. I wasn't mistaken to what he said. He took my thing. I took it back. That's all.
Can you tell me that
hold on.
Really?
Oh, so 1 second. She's up to Gemara. He's the day of Rav Nachman. The Amma before Shabbat said, not like you. Kid Shabbat Kazda will become a super Gnevi. Oy shechotim sela miyado, v'kitcha nikudasha. Here it says, you grabbed the seller from her, gave it, her own seller back to her for kedusha, nikudasha. It's a kashin of nachman. So before we go back to first, the stam is going, besides being a kashin of nachman, what in the world is this price you're talking about? I'm makati somebody with something I stole from somebody else. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to me.
Obviously, there's Jewish body, but...
Oh, so... Yeah, but Jewish doesn't help with Gaza. Huh? Gaza is mashma.
Gaza is not a problem.
Huh?
Gaza is not a problem.
Why? It does belong to you. It might be us,
but it belongs to you. No, but if you took someone else's thing and he's giving her something, Joe, she's now better off.
Okay.
He took her thing and he wants to pick up this with her thing. What is it? Rashi said the boy there is dumb.
The problem is, though, we hold God's even after Yishin is not coming to the thing. We need Yishin and Shin of the Shorts. There's a price, there's a riot, there's a riot in the Mandama.
Maybe the God of over here is.
That's
Yishin of the Nothing. The guy selling him thought he was actually buying him, and then he was
paying him. He's mocking him over.
He's mocking him, and then he's the Lord Yom Dummer.
Okay.
That's the
Russian.
That's the
answer. Kedushin. Yeah. What? That's the block. We saw cases. No, it does not. If I ask, tell you to give the money to him,
we'll never deny it. We never had the case where...
Yeah, but that was...
No, that's different, though.
Hold on, why? Why?
Because we never had a case where I'm using someone else's money to the Kedushin. We had a case where someone else using their money to the Kedushin. But
that shows that it's yours.
But at least it had to be the one who gave it. It ain't easy.
Well,
so tell the truth.
So what is that? I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
No.
True.
That is. What counts? What she's getting or that you're giving? No, but I'm saying,
so the truth is,
you clearly did not get out of pocket. We learned that already.
The truth is, there's a discussion later on in that
moment. She doesn't have to be out of pocket.
On that moment basis.
No, not of course not.
Oh, it's not happening yet.
No.
Taking your
is,
you can't be the guy with somebody else's money.
Why not?
What can I do?
Who says it has to be mine?
Really?
I do not need to get out of pocket. We learned that already.
Says, well, you have done it. He's not giving money for money. He stole something and paid for it.
Anyway, this is really a sugya in Daven Beis. The Gemara in Daven Beis talks about this concept. What's the status of the gezel? But basically, what the Gemara says there is that you, as master from this case, that like you're saying that even with gezel, I can go ahead and do things with it. The Gemara says there, no, it's not the pshat. The pshat is that the selami, the part of selami yada, the gitcha, is the explanation of the first part of the price. The Gemara over there learns the end of the price is coming from the first part of the price. So there's no gezel from somebody else over here. Any economic gezel from somebody else, it wouldn't help. Because the sugya over there, nothing there. Here it means he took it from her, and then she took it back. The same condition. So we assume that she was Michael. And before she was Michael, it actually says nothing based on the assumption of Michael. Over here, the Gemara doesn't explain it at all, but over there it does. And she says, Michael, it's a good condition. And that's not the shot in the guest of the bride. The guest has somebody different guest. It's about this case. Kotzim Solomon Yadah is the parish of the first part of the bride.
Wait, hold on. The problem is that.
That's the secret there.
We just. We're facing the possibility of a marriage of her saying. They say, oh, you're married to me. She says, well, I want it. That belongs to the earth. Right?
No, that's what I'm not going to say. The problem is this price is mashma. Now that's what I'm not. This price is mashma.
Why? But you're saying in this price that has a whole different situation. This price is a different case of mashma. So it's this price where she's mocha.
No, same as a mashma. No, that's the question. In a mashma's case, you assume it's machilic medicine. That is the kasha.
Well,
in Nachman's case, I take it from her and give her back her same thing from Kaddish, and she's taking it.
And she says afterwards, I wanted to take back what
afterwards.
So never say it's not.
We don't necessarily. Whatever she says afterwards doesn't matter. The question is, how do we touch up? Was there a machid, was not a machid? We don't necessarily have to believe her afterwards. Do we assume there was a machid here? Do we not think there was a machid? So Nachman's saying, there was no machid here. She's taking out her thing. The price is mashma, no. There is a machil here. That's why it's a kedusha. The teretz is, no. Oh, somebody shot it. That's so enough. They shot him. That's the teretz. Meaning, when Nachman's talking about, this guy should have been up nowhere. When I take it back, Michael him to.
What if she said yes?
But when they're talking about the shidduchim, then, and he took it. And he took it and gave it. Then that's already called to Michael.
I'm having difficulty with the
guest,
even if he stole hers.
When Nachman says the Chol Meimar, he means that we believe it and say, no, I didn't really mean it. But when the Shidduchim, we don't believe it. When the Shidduchim, we say, no. We're going to take it. When we just discuss the Shidduchim, and then you go and take it. You would have found it later, I only took it because in Shabbat, if you Shabbat, you wouldn't have done that. It's way too.
Why not?
Why? Because we're discussing the Shidduchim. I want to marry you. And he goes, if I say, I say here,
right.
Cherry Avenue judiciously, and I take it.
No. Right.
I should have said no. What are you doing?
But you're crazy.
I only have a time to be shocked with this, not with, this with this new with this new shit. No. When there's no
every woman,
in,
no,
yeah, listening.
Not girls, but every woman
yeah.
Marriage, not girls, her husband.
No,
it's
when it's not, but that's the most silly. When this guy walked up the street, but exactly, you're crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry, just give me back my thing and go away. But when it followed the whatever process of shadduch means, let me say that was my feeling. And then from him, she said that later. She said I didn't mean it. We remember that's up later. She wants it back, she starts saying no, he's not getting it back. There is a lot of it. But here it's talking about where the planning hasn't been used already. It's not like, the guy's like, it's not like,
No,
but maybe this is, maybe this is after he's back, she's thinking maybe not.
Well, I think everyone thinks that, right?
Yeah.
Why would she go and marry the guy and
Anyway. Yeah, very good. Finish up the Gemara, let's finish up. Minot Timra, how do I know? Now it just proves the same thing. We were saying this chiluk of Shadduch and not Shadduch to explain why the price is not a kashan of Nachman. Now we're just going to prove the same thing, but instead of using Nachman, it's two different prices. Okay? Minot Timra, how do I know the Shadduch below and that there's a chiluk in Shadduch below Shadduch? The time. We have your price. Amalok, Kotis, Elizush, Nechayim, Lechi. Take this, shall I owe you? Because of a mildest catch of the boy. Then he changed and he said, no, I want it for Kiddushin. The Shaz man boys, if he said it for Shaz man boys, Rotsit saw if she wants it, Kiddush is like Rotsit Inim Kiddush. Not a man boys, if he's a Rotsit Inim Kiddush. So again, we're going to have to define the term. My Rotsit, my Loy Rotsit. E layman Rotsit saw the Omra in, Loy Rotsit saw the Omra Loy. Right, Ha Ishtika of a Kiddushin. But if she was quiet, it would be like, say, it would be like, oh, she could call it, oh, if that's what you're going to learn, then this, because that's just time. Be awesome. Then the ratio over here of this price, which is talking about B'Shaz Man Moz, should have said, because that's just time. Just like the price at the bottom of the previous omen. Just like over there, when it's talking about the because in case, it says that B'Shaz Man Moz, because that's just time. And we know what the Kedushin Stam means, whether she said yes or whether she was quiet. It definitely does not mean she said no, but it can mean she said no. So if Ratzitzai here means yes and Loi Ratzitzai means no, it should have just said, because that's just Stam. The price of us didn't have to speak out. If she says no, it doesn't work. Every Rashi says, every child knows if she says no, it doesn't work. You know what Rashi says here? It says that somewhere.
Yeah, it's
Nehla Mekudesh. Yeah, exactly, right. Lord rather, what's the shot of right? So Ratzah means, Domrin, she said, yeah. Lord Ratzah means the Shtika. So, very good. Now we know what the price is saying. B'shaz man mois, whether she said yes or whether she was quiet, it's a Kiddushin. Right? I'm sorry, no. I said that wrong. What's the price is saying? If he told her, take the seller that I owe you. And then he changed his mind and said, I want to leave a Kiddushin. And it was talking about B'shaz Man Mois, the din is, if she said yes, it's chal. If she said
nothing,
it's not chal. So how in the world can you say it's Ein B'Kadesh, it's my time, must be Yechol maybe Ein Shachat Yishok, and most people not in Sfarah. Because since he owed her that money anyway, I'm saying, yeah, Shkoyev is B'Kadushin. I'm taking it as a payment of the loan that you owe me. So we have a price to say, like, but Nachman. So now we have a spirit in this price, in this price, which says it is Kal. And Lab Shema, I mean, oh, the Shadr, the Loy Shadr, meaning the Gemara didn't prove, when he brought all this down, he's not proving that he's not saying you see the Sfar of Shadr in the price. He's just saying that just like I said the Chilik of Shadr to the defender of Nachman, you're going to have to say something because the human price is himself. Don't think you can just say, ah, this price is good for Rav Nachman. Because anyway, we have a Steven Bryce. But anyway, we're going to have to deal with this kasha. And we're going to have to say a chilek from Shalom. So I'll say the same chilek for Rav Nachman. Yes, sir. Anybody want a piece of sand?